Hello and welcome to Her Ambitious Career, the success podcast for corporate women who want more from their lives and careers. Each week, we share career and leadership strategies to help you set stretching goals, own your value, build visibility and credibility, gain recognition, get paid, and confidently take your career to that next level. Whatever your ambition, let's do this thing. Now, here's your host and career success expert, Rebecca Allen.
Hey, welcome on in to this shorty episode where we're talking about building your brand. And I'm giving you three must-dos that you must start taking action on to build your executive brand in the workplace. And it's all about getting purposeful, okay? So we don't want to be passive in our careers. We don't want our careers to happen to us. We want to be building our brands with purpose and with direction. So it's about creating the perception that you want these stakeholders to have of you. It's about establishing a positioning in the business so that people understand exactly how you're adding value to the organization. So here we are. I'm going to be sharing with you three tips today. And if you want more tips from me, you can grab one of my free downloads. It's called Land Your Next Promotion Checklist. And all you have to do to get that is go to rebeccasfreegift.com/checklist. And there are ideas in there to build your brand as well, to extend your executive presence, and to build that credibility and visibility with stakeholders around you. So just go to rebeccasfreegift.com/checklist and you will get my Land Your Next Promotion checklist. But today, let's get to it. Let's start talking about brand and how you can start building your own brand and creating that perception that you really, really want your stakeholders to have of you. The first and foremost step is to define for yourself how you want to show up. So branding is not just something that you do to impress other people or influence other people. It's also essentially a strategy you are defining for yourself. This is how I want to show up. This is how I want to be known. This is how I want to shine. So think about what might need to change, what might need to stop for you to actually start doing that and start bringing the true you, the authentic leader to life. The second tip, if you like, is this idea of looking for the influential stakeholders around you. So we talk a lot in my world around branding, around mentoring, around sponsors, and around creating the right sort of support network around you, because it's so, so important. And if you're looking for support to get out of your own way as well, then of course, coaching is a really good way of doing that. But essentially, you've got to look for those influential stakeholders. The influential stakeholders is something that I want to iterate. It's not just any old stakeholder. You're looking for the ones who are really going to help you take your career to the next level. And then the third thing that I think is so important is just stop working so hard. Stop assuming that working hard is enough, because I think we fall into that trap all too often where we assume that because we're working, everybody else knows it. And because we're working so hard, it means something in terms of a return for you. And unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. So working really hard, but not actually doing the managing up and not actually selling your value means you're just the world's best kept secret. And I really do not want that for you. So what I suggest you do is you start getting really strategic about sharing the results. The results are what counts, and becoming more visible as you do it. So there you go. I hope you have loved my three must-dos for this week. And like I say, if you want to get some extra support, grab my free checklist, Land Your Next Promotion, because there's lots of personal branding strategies in that too. Just go to rebeccasfreegift.com/checklist. And I'll speak to you next week.